Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500
plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio.
Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Except, gosh, it's Tuesdays, and Linda's always off on Tuesdays, so I guess I could just say it's Carl. But Linda's here. She sits next to me all the time.
Here in spirit.
Here in spirit, but of course, Bad Bob Belong. She's with me. Good morning, everybody. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we have a busy show today, and we are streaming worldwide on KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. And we've got, I mean, we're going to start at 7, well, we're going to start this first break. I mean, I get to chit-chat a little bit about things that are happening, but we want to start off with the weather. Bob.
Well, looking at the KCNR weather radar, we're clear around Redding right now. Some clouds and a little bit of minor shower activity to the north of us. Rest of the day looks like isolated showers before 11 a.m. Partly sunny, high near 62. South winds runs around 5 miles an hour and then calming down. Mostly clear tonight. Sunny for your Wednesday, the high near 70 degrees. And then that's going to be the next few days is clouds. Next chance of rain happening on Saturday. Right now in Reading, we have about 48 degrees, a little bit on the brisk side. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business in the town of Anderson. And Chuck and Judy Kenny own Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, buddy. A lot of things happening around here. Americana Lodge, the one right down the street, looks like it's going to be torn down. Yep, cleaning up the place.
Yeah, well, it's another of the cheesy motels. Serve a purpose, but I think they have outlived of it.
Well, yeah, you know, people say, hey, people without money, that's where they, you know, that's the only place they can stay. However, my favorite visual of Americana Lodge is walking by it one day and looking up, you know, it's a two-story building. And watching somebody vomit off the second floor onto the parking lot below, and I just kind of watched that because that's always fun to watch. And then the next day walking past there again and seeing a guy all bloody and people are screaming and everything, and I'm thinking, this is a good way for people to drive downtown. In Reading, you know, as they come down, because you know, they come down and then they make the turn to come down Market Street and, you know, to go down to different places to go to. You know, there's Cleary's right there and people bleeding all over the sidewalk. I just think that there's probably a better use for that property. And it looks like a Chico developer is taking a look at it. Now, I don't know if it's going to be worth his time, but he's taking a look at it. Maybe rehab the hotel? Make it into a nice place downtown?
I heard something about housing for students who will be attending the Shasta College facility here. The Chico State facility is up here for medical-type students.
Well, that could be. That'd be a great idea. Or, I mean, just think of something else. I mean, Bethel's always looking for housing. Mm-hmm. And Bethel's going to be expanding here, and it expands every year.
So what have you heard about this? There's quite the controversy about, of course, Julie and the idea, of a mega church in Reading, and will there be a conflict with that? That's been brought up many times.
Well, you know what? That's a I think you know we've asked her, we've talked about that, and yes, she's a member of Bethel, and that works both ways. You know, I mean, you have people from, obviously from Bethel voting for her. She's got money behind her. And but there's a lot of people that would, you know, say, gosh, Bethel, I don't want somebody on the city council that's going to have something to say about what happens with the church. I think on something like that, if it's something that has a direct, you know, a direct impact on the church, that she would probably recuse herself.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. But then again, Missy didn't. And on things that had to do with Turtle Bay and Judy Salter, who is, you know, the wife of Lee Salter, who runs McConnell Foundation, who runs McConnell Foundation, was her campaign manager and one of their close friends, and their business, they were in business together, and she didn't recuse herself from anything that had to do with McConnell. Yeah. So
you hear these questions being brought up.
Well,
though.
It's a good question. I mean, let me ask you a question. If it wasn't Bethel Church and it was Reading Christian, let's just say Reading Christian. I'm a member of Reading Christian Church Fellowship. And if I was an elected official and say they were buying some property or they wanted to get some zoning things done and it has to be voted on by the city council, would you ask me to recuse myself?
And provided that the property in question was directly affecting your particular organization. I'm not sure.
I would recuse myself because I go to the church, I know the people, and I'm not going to vote on something that has a direct impact on me or my church. So I would expect her, and that's a good question, would she recuse herself from anything that has to do with Bethel?
No. I think that would be I think that a public statement to that effect would alleviate. Although there are some people who are just flat out freaked for whatever, but the people look for things to freak out about. Headlines.
That's a good question. We'll just Julie a call. She was on the other day, and I don't make a big thing out of people's religions or their or their parties that they're affiliated with under this. Because I look at the person.
We try to get along.
It's not even trying to get along. We're saying, I mean, because then you could ask somebody who's a Democrat, well, you know, you supported Obama. Are you going to vote for Clinton? And does that make any difference about how they're going to perform as a city council? Bob,
How will that affect? And of course, we all see the world through our own personal lenses.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, so you say, this guy's a Republican. You know, is it affected the way he votes on things? So it's got to be that. You got to listen to what they want to do and, you know, what they're saying.
If you're human, you have a bias of some sort. I mean, it's just if you had absolutely zero bias, you wouldn't be human.
Julie Winter says she's supporting Trump. She says, I'm holding my nose, but I'm supporting Trump. So there you go. I mean, that shows that where her political leanings lie.
Yeah. One week until it's over.
I can never support Clinton. I mean, if she does become president, I hope for the best for our country. I just think that this whole family, I don't know about Chelsea. I don't know how far she's fallen from the tree. Hopefully it's far enough that they are not a, that the amount of sleaze that's associated with them and lying and law breaking and everything else that's gone on, sex perversion and all these things, go into the White House again. I just can't believe that. I can't see how people can get past that.
You know.
I can't see how people can literally get past that. But hey, look, we're going to take a break. And right after the break, we're having Paula Poundstone on, a comedian who's going to be coming to the Cascade Theater this Saturday. So we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe's, and it's getting to be that time of the year when that real warm cup of coffee and that pumpkin spice latte comes in. And then the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A better-known business, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back with Paula Poundstone.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget.
Woo-hoo!
It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Proposition 52. It protects current Medi-Cal funding by extending the state Medi-Cal hospital fee program that has been working since 2009. Prop 52 also strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting those funds for other purposes. That's why business and labor agree, yes on 52. Every major newspaper in the state agrees, yes on 52. Both political parties agree, yes on 52. Teachers agree, yes on 52. Advocates for children and seniors agree, yes on 52. And health professionals and hospitals from every corner of California agree, yes on 52. Proposition 52 is that rare initiative with unprecedented support and no organized opposition. Because it's been tested, tried, and true. Yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations, with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
Hilarious stand-up comedian Paula Poundstone is coming to Reading. She's the stuff of legend, the queen of the one-liner. Paula Poundstone is hilarious, and she's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, November 5th.
You know, Ella Fitzgerald once worked on this stage, but did she put her butt on the floor? No.
Get tickets while there's still a few left at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
That's what makes me special.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on a sabbatical on Tuesday, as usual, but I'm here with Ben Bob. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 52 degrees, going up to 62 today. It doesn't look like too much rain out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. You know, if you're looking for somebody to take care of you for a short period of time or for your parents or anybody for longer in-home care, you can't beat Home Helpers. And Sharon Clark, Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year, she has built this company on and has a reputation of just outstanding service to her customers. You can't get any better than Home Helpers.
You look up class in the Unabridged Dictionary, her picture right there.
Sharon Clark, right there. Give them a call, 226-8350. I'm on the phone with Paula Poundstone. Good morning.
Good morning.
I did not think this would ever happen.
What's that?
Being on the phone with Paula Poundstone. I mean, I've watched you for years.
Well, I'm very flattered. Thank you.
Well, good morning. And you are a an Alabama girl for
well,
a while.
Well, I was born there. I was raised in Massachusetts, and we used to vacation in Alabama because it's where my mother was from. So I have some connection to it, but I was raised, and I say mercifully, in Massachusetts. A dog just shook its head in my face.
A dog. But I understand, though. Wait a minute. A dog? I thought you had, like, 14 cats.
I do have 14 cats. I have 14 cats and two German Shepherd dogs. Because if you have just 14 cats, people say you're a crazy cat lady. But if you also have two German Shepherd mixed dogs, then you're an animal lover.
Then you're an animal lover. So
yeah, the dogs are beards, really.
Okay, is it just really 14? Come on. Tell everybody.
I do have 14 cats. And you know, I can't tell you how many people who say to me, dripping with judgment, they'll say, how did you get 14 cats? I can tell you exactly how I got 14 cats, which is I had 16 and two died.
Okay, my producer's rolling around on the floor here. Now, but why the number 14? I mean, why not 15 or 13? I mean, why 14? Is there something, you know, has to do with, like, the universe?
No, I had 16 and two died.
16 and two died. Okay. Are there going to be replacements?
And that makes 14.
I know it makes 14.
It's a mathematical problem. You know, you didn't go into a math industry. I sense that. They probably don't ask you to run out for coffee and everybody give you, you know, their own money.
No, no, people usually say, hey, sir, can I go out and get you some coffee? That's usually what they say.
Oh, they do? And they probably don't trouble you with the math, though. That's my sense.
No. I haven't carried money in 12 years. I mean,
yeah.
So you,
they don't give you a lot of math problems there at the station.
Well, Carl carries no cash. He's married.
I'm married. I carry no cash. I carry a card that says, you know, if I'm found wandering around, take me back to Linda. You know what? Speaking of math.
Where did you meet Linda?
You know what? Where did I meet Linda? I met her backstage at the at an award show down in Beverly Hills, California, when I was on leave.
Ooh, la, la.
When I was on
leave. Was she the person that hands the Emmy or something?
No, it was the Golden Boot Awards down there.
The Golden Boot?
Yeah, this was something that was started down there. They'd give to recognize all the Western actors and directors, producers. And it's going.
Wait a minute,
26 years.
Golden Boot?
Golden Boot. But wait a minute, this isn't about us. This is about Paula.
I've never heard of the Golden Boot.
Well, look it up, and you'll see that it was a big thing. I was there the year that Clint Eastwood and Virgo Morgenstern and Morgan Freeman were all there getting awards.
I love Morgan Freeman. Who's Virgo Morgenstern?
Viggo Morgenstern.
Viggo Morgenstern.
Yeah, Viggo Morgenstern. Okay, I know who he is. Those Virgo.
Lord of the Rings.
I said Virgo, you know, so it's you know, it's a southern thing. Paula, it's about you, though. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, why Reading?
Out of all the places you
could
go.
Of all the places you can go, and you go everywhere, because you
do
a lot of dates.
I go everywhere. Well, why not Reading? There's a theater there, the Cascade Theater, and they invited me, and so by golly, I'm going to Reading. I love telling my little jokes. I love being with a group of people who come out to laugh for the night, and so I look forward to it. I'll tell you, the last time I was in Reading, I was robbed. But this isn't a vengeful trip.
When were you here before?
What was it? Last spring, I was driving my daughter home from college, and we had all of her stuff in the van, and sadly a little bit of my stuff as well. And it was there when I went to bed. somebody helped themselves to it from the parking lot of the hotel we were in.
They went inside your van?
They went inside, yeah. What a violation, huh? They went inside my van.
Wow.
Worse than that, they went inside my rental van.
Your rental van?
Yeah.
You know,
what a welcome.
Yeah, well, you know, so this yeah. is, so this
I,
isn't
I
this
suspect-
isn't Paula Poundstone gets even tour? What?
No, it's not the case. I suspect it wasn't even a Reading resident. I suspect it was an out of towner. And by the way, they got a credit card. And they went right away to a casino. So it wasn't even a good planner. You know, I don't think it was a real successful criminal, because it's not a good idea to go to a casino with a credit card.
With a stolen credit card.
With a stolen credit card. No,
yeah,
we usually did they catch him?
Yeah, I didn't even report it. There was
oh.
no point.
Oh,
you really think the cops were going to come it didn't make any. I wanted to get home as quickly as I could.
That's probably good.
Still be waiting for
you. Could, you know what? They could still. Yeah, they could be waiting for you to come back. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
how many?
I'm not going to tell them what hotel I'm staying at this time when I leave my stuff in the car.
Yeah, don't stay at the Americana. I can tell you that right now.
Where is that? Have you stayed there before? Were you robbed there?
No.
Or is that the territory you work?
That's.
It's part of Redding's illustrious downtown.
It's getting ready to be shut down because of things like that happened to you. So,
is that true?
Yeah.
I thought maybe when they stopped doing the Golden Boot and you didn't have an income anymore, you had taken to, you know.
Well, he had an income. He was a Marine at the time.
Yeah. Hey, I've always, I've had income since I was like 14 working, just like you.
I used to work at the International House of Pancakes, 11 at night to 7 in the morning. It was the worst job I ever had in my entire life. And I'll tell you something, when people would be rude to me, I would touch their eggs. I did. I flipped them over in the back a couple times. Other people didn't know. I felt better. It worked out. You know.
Well, there's two people. There's two types of people you don't really upset. And one of them is the person that brings you your food. You never upset them.
It's amazing to me how many people don't realize that.
Oh, that's just a rule of life. That should be like number two or three in the rule of life.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah. Spit blends into any drink. I don't get why. I mean, I don't know why anybody would be rude to a wait person anyways. I feel like everyone needs to work in a restaurant at one time or another so that they kind of get it.
Yeah.
You know, my son used to sit down at a restaurant. We hadn't even ordered yet, and he'd go there slow. And this coming from, not exactly Mr. Productive. Boy's a boy. I mean, boys are at a disadvantage. They have no frontal lobe.
Well, you know what? We don't deserve. We don't. Hey, look, we do have a frontal lobe. It just doesn't. It doesn't show itself till we're like 43.
Single purpose.
Yeah.
They say it doesn't come in until between 25 and 30. But I'll tell you, my son is 18. I check on him at night. There's a divot there. And this hasn't even begun. I'm thinking for his birthday of going to like Hobby Lobby and getting him a frontal lobe starter kit.
Hey, look, I mean, it must be so easy during this time, at this point in our in our history of our country to be doing comedy. I mean, isn't it like a regular smorgasbord of great things to talk about?
It's you can't help but make jokes at this point about this election. It is, as a comic, I suppose, a bit of a grab bag. As a citizen, it gets harder and harder to get out of bed.
Yeah.
It really.
Trust me.
I feel myself pining for the good old days of Watergate.
Yeah. At least then we knew what was going on, kind of.
Honestly, life seemed simple then.
Yeah.
I'm a Democrat, just by way of full disclosure, so that if what I say sounds tilted towards that, that's because it is. I remember Jay Leno used to say to me, you make fun of the Democrats. No, you go, you make fun of the Republicans, you got to make fun of the Democrats. And I'd say, no, you don't. I mean, you do if you're Jay Leno, but you don't if you're me.
Well, it's, you know what? This is going to be a great night up here this Saturday with Paula Poundstone. How many, you're on the road a lot, though, right?
On the road a lot. Me and Willie Nelson, yep.
Yep. How many dates a year do you do?
I do about 90 dates a year, and that's for a couple of reasons. One is I love the pat-downs at the TSA. Every time they tell me I'm going to get a pat-down, I always go like this. I know. Boy, they hate that. So the part of it, also, I don't have great health insurance. And when you don't have great health insurance, you have to kind of think outside of the box in terms of health care. And so at one point, I thought I had broken my wrist. And so what I did was I went to the airport to go to work early one day. And while I was going through the TSA, I left my hand on my bag a few extra seconds, and then I ran around and looked at the screen, and I did. I had a hairline fracture.
Is that right? So you looked at the x-ray when your bag was going through with your hand, too?
Exactly.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't go, like, for the whole thing, for, like, an MRI, and just kind of, like, lay there and let it take you all the way through.
I did not. What I did do, however, was go to another airline afterwards because I wanted a second opinion. So that's part of the reason I work a lot. The other reason is I have a tremendous amount of, I have no savings account.
So you're like most everybody else in the United States.
I have no savings account because they don't know my mom's maiden name. And apparently that is key to the entire thing right there.
Yeah.
My son asked me one time what he gets when I die. He had the nerve to ask me that. I said, debt.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm leaving it just to you, honey.
Just the debt. Well, by then, maybe he'll have a frontal lobe.
It doesn't look good for him in the frontal lobe.
Doesn't look, like I said, 43.
Yeah, by the way, the frontal lobe is the organizing, planning, reasoning, the sort of understanding of consequences, and self-control section of the brain. It's not really good to go around without it. But, boys in particular have and by the way, they find that, overstimulation of the frontal lobe by screen devices stymies its development. So all those sad people staring at their flat things 24 hours a day are impeding the development of their frontal lobe. If your frontal lobe is already in, then it just sort of annoys it.
Oh. Well, yeah. You know what? I can believe that. I believe that things have changed a lot. But, Paula, we have to run here. And you know what? We're so happy.
What do you mean you have to run? Were you heading to the parking lot over at the Americana? I thought you gave that up.
Well, no. I've got to go over there. I heard they're pulling in some new vans from out of state. So I'm going to go down there. I want to get firsties on it there.
Yeah.
And especially
that's
maybe
what the Golden Boot is for.
They may have some cats in there to take home. You know, we've got
Haven Humane's all over it.
Haven Humane. I'm calling Haven Humane right now. Maybe they'll even have a starter kit for you when you get here. Six little kitties.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Now, you're going to be here Saturday at the Cascade Theater. We're really looking forward to it, and it's going to be just a great show. This has been a great show, and we so much appreciate you spending time with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right. You too. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bot. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
It's Carl and Linda Bot and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Carl Bot here on Free Fire Radio. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on a Tuesday, the 1st of November. I can't believe it. Bob, you let October get away from us. Even though last night there were 2,000 kids running around the Mount Shasta Mall going, trick or treat! Trick or treat!
We went to my mom's house for her birthday and avoided all that.
Last night?
Yeah.
Your mom's house?
Yeah.
I saw the greatest a photo of a witch that slammed into a tree with, you know, with the broom and everything.
Yeah.
Says, never text and fly. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street. And if you're looking for a place to work out at, the very best place anywhere is right there at Wellgate Sports Club. They have an indoor saltwater pool that you can't beat. Linda uses that all the time. Brenda uses that. And the facility itself is just outstanding. It's clean. All the equipment's new. The people there know what they're talking about. They've got something for everybody. Spinning classes, yoga, everything there, and Bohem Spa. So after you work out, you can go down and get your toes done. That's what a Leon does. He goes down and gets a little petty after he works out there. After he's benching that 400 pounds, goes in and gets a petty. Right? Head on down there and go down and see any of the people there that will be able to help you, take you through a tour and all. Give them a call, 768-1205, Wellgate Sports Club. And I am here with Leon and Kathy Compton. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Kathy, you know what? You probably, except maybe the color of your hair, you haven't changed since you were 15 years old.
Oh, thank you. You are just lovely. Thank you so much.
You are just lovely.
Well, I appreciate that.
Unlike the Marine in your life. That's
Do we ever change?
No, we age. We age. It ages us. I looked like this when I was 20, you know? So, I mean, and people go, wow, you haven't changed. That's because I've looked like this since I was 20. You two, though, are big in theater.
Yes, we are.
And you've come in to talk about
The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Yeah. When's that going to start?
It's going to start on November the 12th at the Riverfront Playhouse, and it runs through December the 10th.
Now, we have tickets for that. We'll start giving away here soon. Now, this The Man Who Came to Dinner is a...
It's a three-act comedy.
It is a comedy, and I've seen it. I've saw like a 1930-something movie of this.
Yes. The movie was brought out in 1942. The play was written by George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart in 1939.
Yeah.
And the movie was made in 1942 with Monty Woolley as Sheridan Whiteside,
uh-huh.
and with Betty Davis, Ann Sheridan, and Jimmy Durante played banjo.
Okay, yeah, so that's when it was, 1942. When they get back, because you watch them on TV, because they're all, I just love watching those old movies anyway. Yeah, but this is a hilarious story. So tell everybody what it's about.
Well, Sheridan Whiteside is a radio
personality.
Mm-hmm. And he goes around...
He goes around the country giving lectures, and he's quite famous. And all the ladies of that day are big fans, like they would be with...
Me.
With you, yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Got it. Okay.
And he ends up being invited to dinner at the home of the Stanleys, where he manages to slip and fall on their front step and land in a wheelchair, and of course, then it goes downhill from there.
Because he can't leave, so he's got to stay there in the house, and he takes over.
Right.
Right. And he's there for a month, and he has visitors from all over the world come and visit him.
Yeah.
And these are the characters that really make the show interesting.
Now, how many must have a large ensemble here.
23 people in the cast.
23 people in the cast. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we're very fortunate because Bob Corlick, who many know around town, is a radio personality, and he is our Sheridan Whiteside, and so we hit the jackpot.
He's playing a grouchy guy, right?
A very grouchy guy.
Talk about typecast, and you talk about somebody that practices us all day long.
Right.
Bob, am I wrong, Bob?
We do call him Grumpy Bob.
Grumpy Bob.
We have a plethora of Bobs here.
Yeah, we have. We have, of course, Bad Bob, and then we have Grouchy Bob, and then we have Just Bob, mm-hmm. So which is kind of cool. Anyway, yeah, well, you know, Bob Corlick is probably one of the best actors that is in probably in Northern California, I would say.
Absolutely.
And maybe other parts if he would just branch out. But he's happy here. And he's so good. And he plays so many different parts.
Yes, Bob has got an ongoing talent. He can do musicals, comedy. It doesn't matter. He's just so talented. And we've got some other great talent in there.
Who else you got doing it?
Pam Carney is doing his movie star interest.
Uh-huh.
Lorraine Sheldon and Elsie Ritchie is doing his secretary, who plays Maggie. We have Chris Gomez is going to play the part of Banjo.
Oh, okay.
Banjo is really close to my heart. I played that part 41 years ago, and Sheridan Whiteside was Lee J. Cobb.
Oh, wow.
So we did this in the Los Angeles area.
Well, you've been around.
And I've been doing this for 56 years.
You've been doing this for a long time. And so what else have you done? I mean, you've got about like 3 or 4 minutes. What else? I mean, but you've been involved in the theater for a long time.
Yeah, 56 years, both L.A. and Orange County, and then we came up here 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And my wife happened to see an ad in the paper that they're doing a play, and I just ran down there and...
You've been a mainstay of this ever since. I mean, now, and you're directing this, is that correct?
Yes, my wife and I are both directors in this.
So how can you have two directors? Come on. Kathy, who's really the director?
Well, I just tell him what to do, and it works out fine.
Okay, and then you just Leon goes out there and says, okay, this is what we're going to do, right?
Right, and I get my notes when she wasn't directing for the past 40 years. She'd give me notes. I'd go and direct the show, and she'd sit home and say, okay, how did I do?
So have you been in the theater a long time? Besides being married to Leon.
I actually just enjoyed helping him and encouraging him, and but a few years ago he got me into it, and so I've been in two plays which terrified me to death.
Uh-huh.
And I have a very small part in this one just because we had some changes issues that had to be made, but but anyway, I love it, and it this play is just wonderful, and I know your audience will just absolutely
everything that the Riverfront has is good, and again a lot of this, people have got to remember too, is a lot of this is going to open up the new Riverfront Rehab, which is really just almost down the street here. You can walk to it from here.
1950 California,
and that's right. And it's going to be it'll be bigger area with a lot more capabilities in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That makes sense. To get to a place like this, it's got what you need instead of trying to build something new here in this town, mm-hmm. which is tough enough as it is if you've got extremely deep pockets here. It's tough. Okay, so it's going to start when?
It starts on November the 12th and runs through December 10th.
Okay.
And you can buy tickets
at Cascade Theater and at the door.
And we have some tickets for our media night that we're going to be giving away, and to lucky winners that can come down there and cheer on the cheer on the actors in this, because this is just going to be a great play. I know the people in it. I know you all, you know, the directors, and I know the, you know, the love everybody puts into this. So it's going to be great. Leon and Kathy Compton, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Any last thoughts here before you before we go off into break, Leon?
Just one thing. If you bring a canned food or something with you to the theater, you will get a free soda drink or water, whichever you prefer.
That's cool. Yeah, you know, for Christmas.
Yeah, we're collecting and for the one safe place. And
yeah. And, you know, yeah, probably for our local.
It's another charity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Another one that everybody collects
for. Holidays.
Yeah. Okay. Because we're going to come out here. Okay, it's One Safe Place and the Good News Rescue Mission. There's places that, you know, they can use, mm-hmm. they can use help during Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being here with us. I know it's going to be a success.
Thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and it too is a great success because they are the only full service jewelry store in all of Reading with a trained watch repairman that if you've got anything wrong with the watch, batteries, whatever it is, he's the person to bring it to. And Four Winds Jewelry have got an extensive array and display and inventory of jewelry, from estate jewelry to anything you could possibly want. This is a great place to do business with. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Some have described me as a watchdog, and I accept that label. I'm the city council member who looks out for you, the hardworking citizen, the retiree, the businessman, the taxpayer. I'm the watchdog advocating for lower costs, minimized fees, streamlined red tape for businesses and for all of us. For more information on these and other issues, please go to my website, GaryCadd.com. I'm Gary Cadd. I work for you.
Paid for by CAD for Council 2016.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The 24th Annual Lions Club Veterans Day Parade and salute to those that serve in uniform will be Saturday, November 5th in the city of Shasta Lake. This annual patriotic event will feature Lieutenant Commander James W. Gibson, USN retired, as the Grand Marshal, and will feature more than 100 entries plus a flyover of vintage military aircraft. It all kicks off with a great pancake breakfast starting at 6 a.m. After the parade, you're invited to a luncheon by the American Legion. Veterans United is the theme of the 24th Annual Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake starting at 10 a.m. Saturday, November 5th.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Bad Bob here this morning. Tuesday, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 52 degrees. It's going to go up to 62 today. Are we going to get any rain today? It's probably cleared off, though, hasn't it?
Radar shows some lingering showers, then it'll clear off.
Lingering showers and clearing off.
High elevations will get some.
Rest of the week's supposed to be nice and sunny, I think, too, isn't it? And through the maybe to Sunday, Monday?
Mostly fair.
That's good. Hey, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, I'm here with Roger Plato and Gary Brown. Bowman. There. Yeah, now I can read my writing.
After the road.
I don't know what I wanted to say, but it wasn't Bowman, but now it is. Gary Bowman. Hey, we're talking about the big parade and veteran celebration in downtown city of Shasta Lake this Saturday. Right? Roger.
Yeah, that's correct. Come on down. We're going to have a lot of fun and activities there. The parade will have over 100 entries, and we'll have a flyover by an old military antique airplane and a cannon going off at 1 o'clock. We'll even have some wonderful happy clowns there for all the kids. Happy clowns.
As opposed to clown clowns, right? Yeah, these weird clowns that are out there.
Okay,
now this is the City of Shasta Lakes Veterans Day Parade. This is the largest one, north of...
This is the largest one north of Fresno.
And
it's our 24th anniversary of the parade there in Shasta Lake. It originally was in Redding, California.
Now it's in Shasta Lake. It's got well over 100 entries in it.
That is correct, sir.
And it's going to have bands. It's got, of course, military equipment going by, motorcycles. I don't know. Got any horses out there?
We have horses again this year.
And if you have horses and you have pooper scoopers going behind
them.
Oh,
we have those, too. And just the wonderful kids are
that's right.
Us out there.
They're the backbone of a parade, the pooper scoopers that go on there.
Yeah.
It's going to start at 10 o'clock.
The parade starts promptly at 10 o'clock. The flyover will be at 10:25.
Now, important thing, though, is that there's a pancake breakfast beforehand.
Correct, and that starts at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
And then after the parade, Gary will announce what's going on.
Yeah, Gary, tell us about the veteran celebration there.
So what we decided was every event needs an after party. So the veteran celebration in the park is going to be to celebrate vets, and we will have the Lou White Band playing. We are actually going to try, if the weather holds, shoot off a 105 howitzer in the park, something that's never been done before. I don't even know if it's been done in Reading before. So we will have a bunch of different veterans groups there and veteran support groups. And we are giving out patriotic pins to all the veterans that show up in the park.
And this is for everybody. It's not just veterans, but this is
exactly
the show. This is just everybody to be there. This is just a veterans celebration, veterans appreciation.
Right. So it's going to be kids friendly. We're going to have some things for the kids as well. So we've just kind of expanded on the parade. We think that, people get a great shot from the parade to see the vets go by, but why don't you come out and actually meet them and talk to them?
Okay, and this is going to be immediately after the parade, so around 11 o'clock in the Claire Engel Park, which is...
right downtown, right catty corner to Century Market, which is on Chastain Boulevard.
Okay. Now, you say you got Lou White Band going out there, a barbecue, a military vehicle, show and shine, local veterans recognition, flag ceremonies, veterans displays... Gosh, all types of things going on there.
Right, and for the we're actually going to have a 175-foot boom holding one of the giant flags that is the same as the one that's flying on the flagpole in Enterprise.
This sounds pretty spectacular here. When you have a parade like this, Roger, the putting it together. Now, the Grand Marshal is
Mr. Lieutenant Commander Gibson.
Yeah, James Gibson, mm-hmm. who is just, I tell you what, he is a man that is revered by so many of the veterans in this community as being a man who's been out there as a submariner. And that takes a special kind of guy anyway, submariners. But he's always out at IGO with his fellow veterans from the submarine, from the cuttlefish here. Mm-hmm. For all the different ceremonies out there, and, you know, this isn't easy for him to do. I mean, he's getting up there, but he's always out there. I think this is just a wonderful choice for Grand Marshal.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We do have veterans from all the wards out there too in their special vehicles. So we're going to have a lot of veterans there from special wards and they're going to be in their own vehicles, convertibles. Hopefully, if it's raining, we will put them in a bus. We have a bus going there just in case if there's rain. But the other thing is that the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and the Frontier Girls are going to be handing out over 2,000 flags to people watching the parade. So,
wow.
Yeah. And
it's going to be cool.
And we have aircraft, helicopter in the parade, and we have a tank and all kinds of other
tank.
A tank.
Is the tank going to be on a carrier, or is it going to be like rolling?
It's going. I hope it's going to be on a trailer. But
okay.
Okay.
It'd be kind of tough.
No, actually, they are rolling.
Are they rolling?
They are rolling. They have special tracks that can go
do.
On the pavement.
They can do that. They can do
otherwise,
tracks.
They'd be tearing up the road. City of Shasta Lake probably wouldn't like that too much. But these are outfitted for it. So those will also be at the Military Vehicle Show and Shine.
Let me tell you something about a 105 howitzer. Have you ever been around one when it goes off?
No, I've just seen videos.
Okay, let me tell you about the
105. Now, wait. We don't want to scare people.
Oh, no. That's not it. So, I'm just telling you. No, because it's not – I mean, but I'm just saying is that the one thing I always noticed that when I was in the military at Camp Pendleton, when they were having a big change of command ceremony, they'd have these 10 – you know, 12-gun salutes, 17-gun salutes. They'd be firing off these howitzers, you know, like that. So it's not that. It's just that if you've got a car with a car alarm on it, when that boom goes off, count on that alarm going off. You know, it's just because you'll have – that will be the sound after the 105. Boom, and you hear this because we saw a whole parking lot of cars start, you know, beeping like that.
Well, those
great.
Of you who are metrically challenged and have never, in fact, seen one, 105 millimeters is just over 4 inches.
This is a great event. I'm so glad. Who's 105 is this?
Actually, this is Jim Ostrich. He owns or basically runs and owns Benton Airfield.
Yeah.
He has actually brought his museum from Gilroy, where he is originally from.
Wow.
So we are really glad to have him.
You missed a great show weekend before last.
October 8th.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Military stuff show.
Oh, yeah. We were gone that weekend. Yeah. Okay. This is going to be this Saturday, rain or shine. We're going to have the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake. I've been honored to be asked to be the MC. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem to kick it off. And then afterwards, there's going to be a veterans celebration in the park right there, military vehicles, more and more, live band, barbecue, flag ceremony, everything there, put on by the Chamber of Commerce from the city of Shasta Lake. Get there early before the parade, and you can get a pancake breakfast down at the fire hall.
That is correct. Okay.
This is great.
And the parade will lead off with a 30 by 60 foot flag carried by all the Lions Clubs of Northern California.
That's great. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, I love parades. You know, parades are cool. And especially honoring veterans, you know, this special time that we have coming up. That, you know, some people just think that that's just a 3-day weekend, and it's not. And there's a lot of people that have paid their time,
paid the price for you and I to be able to sit in front of these microphones and say what we think with relative impunity.
Well, relative impunity, almost total impunity, unless of course we use one of the hyphenated words that you can't say.
Right. So we are just speaking of veterans and the ultimate sacrifice. We're also having a fundraiser for Preston Sharp. If you haven't heard about him, he's placed over 10,000 flags.
This is a 12-year-old kid that's done all this out there by himself and for the most part, and now he's gotten a lot of help. This is great.
So okay. He will be there to meet and greet, and he does have a GoFundMe account if you you can't make it to the parade.
All right. This is going to be a great event. It'll be this Saturday. We'll be talking about it the rest of the week, of course. So thank you very much, Roger Plato, who's in charge of the parade, if this is you and a bunch of your friends.
Yeah, there's a committee, and I'm one of those committees.
Okay, and Gary Bowman from the City of Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce is putting on the big celebration afterwards. Thank you so much for being here with us, gentlemen. When we return, we'll have Adam McElvain here talking about City Council.
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's confident he can win re-election to his post if Republicans retain control of the House.
But he adds it's up to GOP lawmakers to decide. Ryan has faced harsh criticism from conservatives for, among other things, his rocky relationship and lukewarm support for Donald Trump. But so far, none of Ryan's critics has launched an official challenge to his speakership. Meanwhile, without mentioning Trump by name, Ryan says he's already voted for the GOP nominee.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Ryan told Fox News today he did vote for Trump, but he's still not going to campaign with him. Today, Trump is campaigning in Ryan's home state of Wisconsin. Six people are dead, five others hospitalized after a collision involving a commuter bus and a school bus this morning in Baltimore. Police say no children were on board that school bus. A school spokeswoman confirms no students are among the fatalities. Residents in parts of the southeastern U.S. could be faced with another gasoline shortage. Oil analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says it's all because of an explosion involving Colonial Pipeline.
The states affected could be eastern portions of Alabama. But to a much more significant degree, we could see problems in Tennessee, Georgia, South and North Carolina, and into Virginia as well.
A Colonial Pipeline leak back in September spilled up to 336,000 gallons. U.S. manufacturing grew last month at the fastest pace since July.
The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index in October came in at 51.9, an increase over September's 51.4 reading. Production and export orders grew faster last month. A measure of factory employment rose in October after falling for three straight months.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the major indexes on Wall Street all down right now. The Dow is off 17 points. The S&P 500 down by 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help, without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
The Supreme Court is dismissing a case it took up earlier this year involving deaf people in Texas who had trouble getting driver's licenses. The details from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
The issue was whether a Texas state agency could be sued for refusing to make sure driving instruction schools accommodate people with disabilities. The Supreme Court decided to dismiss the case because the five drivers who sued the Texas agency either completed driver education courses or moved out of the state. The case had come before the Supreme Court after a lower court ruled last year that the state agency could not be sued for violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Toyota is all set to test a new car-sharing system next year that lets users unlock doors and start cars with only their smartphones. The smart key box system eliminates the need for a physical key altogether. Toyota will test the system in San Francisco. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's new hope now for young people who suffer from peanut allergies. We get the details from correspondent Rich Thomason.
A new study shows a wearable skin patch that delivers small doses of peanut protein can help protect kids who are allergic to peanuts. The National Institutes of Health says nearly half of study participants treated with the patch were able to consume at least 10 times more peanut protein than they could before the treatment. The NIH says the biggest benefit came for youngsters between the ages of 4 and 11.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Drug maker Pfizer's third quarter profit plunged 38% as higher spending and a slew of acquisitions-related charges more than offset higher sales, sending its shares down before the stock market's opening bell today on Wall Street. Crude oil prices looking for a rebound today. Yesterday, they lost $2.02 a barrel at $46.70. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Bad Bob today. Linda is on her Tuesday sabbatical. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Bob, what's it look like for weather here for the rest of the week?
Current temperature in Reading, 49 degrees. We'll see a high of 62 under partly cloudy skies. A few isolated showers in the foothills. And then partly cloudy for the rest of the week. We'll see some sunshine, as a matter of fact, and a high near 70 tomorrow. Next chance of rain will be over the weekend, so a few days to dry out, but we've done a nice job of recharging aquifers and basically getting some moisture into the ground, and we hope for that trend to continue again. Coming up on 50 degrees in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where it's their customers are warm friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. A local business, of course. Bob, did you say that Saturday looks like it could be clear right there?
Right now, it's looking like a mixed bag. We show about a 25% chance of measurable rain in Reading.
On Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? It's still the parade out there at the city of Shasta Lake. The Veterans Day Parade is going to go. Whether it's rain or shine, I'll be out there announcing. Linda will be singing. Flyovers, everything there. Now, a couple of the things that are happening.
Can I also throw something out real quick?
Sure.
Shasta Lake came up more than a foot yesterday, thanks to all that runoff. That now puts it at 997 feet. That would be 70 feet from the top. So the lake is inching back up.
Hey, that's great. You know what? We need that. We need that for 2 or 3 years in a row. Hey, today at the Board of Supervisors, they are going to have the Korean War Veterans announcement that they are doing a bridge out at Clear Creek and are going to call it the Korean War Memorial Bridge. But today, the Board of Supervisors are going to announce that at 9 o'clock. So if you can get down there, that's great. Or if you can't make it today, go out there tomorrow at around 1 o'clock for the ceremony itself on the bridge out at Clear Creek, on Clear Creek Road. And it's going to be the Korean War Memorial Bridge. What else is going on here? Marine Corps is having its 241st birthday ball. Sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends, November 10th, of course, that's the Marine Corps birthday. And it's going to be at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of military and the general public. call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. Tickets are, I mean, they're only $35, but for that, you get dinner, you get dancing, you have music, you have pomp and circumstance, and Sheriff John Lopey out of Siskiyou County is going to be the guest speaker, a former Marine, and he'll be talking about honor and commitment and love for our country, which is what people, why people serve there. So again, give Mike Gutierrez a call at 524-7595. And get to see the ceremony for the United States birthday. It's, if you've not seen one before, you will just, I think you'll really be pleasantly engaged in this. Okay. this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by me coughing, Alliance Heating and Air.
By Carl and his frog.
By Carl and his frog. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business. You know what? We have a lot of veteran-owned businesses because, you know, frankly, I believe that veterans are a special breed of people that have made that choice at one point in their life that they're going to defend this country, and if it takes their life to do it, they do. Alliance Heating and Air is a veteran-owned business, and Martin and his people have been serving the North State for about 25 years, voted best in the North State for 2015. They can be voted best in the North State for every year, as far as I'm concerned. They've worked at our house. They've worked at our friends' homes. They have done just outstanding work, outstanding service, and you can't ask for anything more than that. Guarantees, warranties, they have it all. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And speaking of veterans, I have Adam McElbain here. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Thank you for your service there, bud.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for yours.
Well, you know.
And I was just thinking about the moment, you know, I joined shortly after September 11th.
And oh, you
it
did.
Was, yeah, to just for the exact reasons that you said. And the Air Force saw fit to teach me the Arabic language. And I spent the entire time, you know, I spent my entire active duty career at the Air Intelligence Agency in San Antonio, Texas. Had a top secret clearance. And
yeah, I joined, you know, joined to get back at him. But you know what?
And you probably handled all your material.
Yeah. Yes.
You didn't see any, Al Qaeda coming across the, you know, the Mexican border that we know of.
Right. No, no.
Not while you were there.
Well, actually, you know what's interesting is we had a wartime critical mission stateside. So we didn't get that many deployments.
Right.
And I actually volunteered for a deployment to the Middle East and didn't get it. So I wanted to go. They saw fit to keep us here, though.
You know what? There's, and this is the way I look at it, is that, you know, all the information that we were gathering and pushing back, mm-hmm. you know, came back through, you know, and it has to be, there has to be a focal point. And it's not like it takes 3 weeks for the stuff to, you know, get back and forth like on a ship.
Right.
So, I mean, the stuff is coming back in near real time.
Yep.
And, you know, and the biggest problem we had was with all the documents we were pulling in and the, and trying to vet people and do all these things, as you know. I mean, you can't talk about what you did, but it was, you know, that was just as important as a man pulling the trigger, because what you learned kept people safe out in the front.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and I like
yeah.
that you said near real time. I haven't heard near real time since I was in.
That was what we were always looking for, near real time
intelligence.
Near real time information. Real time, they're working at right now. The Marine Corps is trying to, they're looking at fighting, and of course, in the next war, that each Marine platoon and down to the squads, in fact, will be carrying these UAVs. They're becoming so ubiquitous that they can launch them so they can, and this is something we talked about back in the late 90s, is being able to launch those little drones out in front. And so you could see what was, you know, what was over the next hill a mile out, you know, and do a reconnoiter and then come back there. That's, you know, then they can come back, bring them back down, and then they charge back up with solar. So this is, you know, a huge thing that, you know, that we were looking at back at the warfighting lab. Just some of the things we were pushing forward, and now it's taken this long to kind of get them to fruition.
Well, intel has always been the key. Knowing what the other side is about has always been the key to being able to place yourself correctly, whether it be fighting a fire or combat.
Well, I had a commander tell me, you know, large scale, a general say, you know what, if I know approximately where they are and approximately their size, mm-hmm. I can fight them. It's when I don't know where they are and I don't know how big they are. He says, then you can't find them. But he says, I don't need to know they've got this many people. I need to know approximately what their order of battle is and approximately where they are. He says, because I'm good enough to be able then to fight that. If you need every bit of information, you know, down to the names of the children of the commanders, and then you're never going to win a battle. And that's the way I looked at it, was if you could show me the direction they were and give me an idea of their numbers, then I could handle anything after that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
So
we got to take a break, though, and then we'll get started.
Sounds good.
Unless you have something that is just fiery.
When, unspeakably when did, profound.
When did you join? What year?
Oh, gosh, 1970.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Then I retired in 99, and then when the after 9/11 – I took a job as a contractor to get back into the fight.
Yeah.
And not realizing that after I did that for a year, that, you know, I was in Baghdad when it fell, and then came in and worked as a personal security for media people there. And then after I finished that contract, not knowing that in 2005 the Marine Corps asked me to come back in again, which I did.
Never realizing you would be a media person one day.
Yeah, well, you know, they were different types of media people than I am. And then coming back in 06 and 07 into Iraq. So I didn't realize that was going to happen.
So you joined just before the end of the tail end of the Vietnam War?
Yeah, I didn't make it to Vietnam.
Okay.
So I kind of felt bereft.
Yeah.
But as our drill instructor said, you stay in the Marine Corps 20 years, you're going to be in a fight. And he was right. He says we've never gone 20 years without a fight.
Yeah.
And he was absolutely correct. Anyway, I'm here with Adam McElvain. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. Are you paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows? What about function, fabric, filtered light, non-filtered light? Should there be a lining? What kind of fabric should you use? Do you need blinds or curtains, drapes, shutters, maybe a layered look? What about installation? All of this stuff can be handled by Budget Blinds. And I tell you what, they have the greatest selection of window coverings. Not only that, they also have the greatest people out there to put it in, that they will work with you, your decor, and your budget. Budget Blinds. Call Jerry at 226-9027 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back after these messages with Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading, that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Ira Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on Tuesday sabbatical. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. 8:21 in the morning. It's 50 degrees, going up to 62 today. Those scattered showers. Hopefully it'll be clearing off the rest of the week, and then, you know, maybe those some chance of scattered showers this weekend. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice, locally owned, locally operated, been in business for about the last 8 years. John and Sarah have done a great job because of customer service, because of the gunsmithing is just outstanding. They have classes on CCW. They have classes on hunter safety. They've got everything that you could possibly want for shooting and shooting accessories, ammunition, reloading equipment. They've got it all. And not only that, veterans get great, great discounts at Bastiani Arms. Again, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. This is the place to go if you want to buy a gun. Okay, let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning.
How are you, Daniel?
Magnificent.
Good.
Well, I was just thinking about when you guys were talking about the different things. 1991, I was trying to cross deck from the Coast Guard to the Navy so I could be 8404 and go Marine Corps because I was a corman.
Oh.
And wouldn't you know, Storm and Norman made the war go away before I could even get my paperwork finished.
Well, you know what? It was he was quite surprised, too, that it's lasted that long. I think a lot of people were. We were still pushing forward when they said, okay, they've had enough. And, you know, frankly, we should have kept going. But it, you know what? And I know the reason we didn't. It was because the coalition that – and we had the Syrians on our left flank. I mean, so yep. that tells you what kind of coalition it was. And we were screening – forward in the reconnaissance elements, and we were looking at the Syrians as much as we were looking for Iraqis. I mean, that's how bad it was. Anyway.
Amazing, wasn't it?
Okay. Thanks, Daniel.
All right. Well, one more question.
Oh, you got a question for Adam. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of curious about, you know, we've got all this stuff that's coming up with bigger and bigger costs for retirement and PERS benefits, that kind of stuff. What are we hoping to do with that?
Yeah, I understand.
Thanks,
you know,
Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel. That's a great question, and it's a serious concern of mine, and I think for most people that are involved and understand what's going on. I did go to the pension forum that the Reason Foundation did here about a month ago. There's a lot of good information there. And, you know, they talked about reforming the system and ways that you can change it, but, you know, there hasn't been any true reform across the country until the unions themselves come forward. So that's something that really – struck true with me. So we've got two options. We can either make more revenue or we need to make cuts. And for some, the option is a tax measure. For me, to make more revenue, I want to improve the economy. And, you know, no answer is easy. You know, there's no easy answer here, but I think that the best answer is an improved economy. I put forth concrete, tangible solutions as part of my platform to create jobs, draw new businesses to town, make City Hall more business-friendly. Because when we have an improved economy and we have more revenue, everything gets better. You know, it smooths out a lot of our problems. We have more revenue for critical city services like public safety. We have more jobs. We have more opportunity. So my solution, because without true reform, we either need more money or we have to make cuts. So my solution is that we really work hard on the economy. We take advantage of some of these opportunities and low-hanging fruit that we have here in Reading, and we push forward with that. And
what are some of the low-hanging fruit right here in Reading?
So the things that I've put together are, you know, of course, I'm big on the internet utility,
right?
Which would not be a risk to the taxpayer. It's a huge benefit in other mid-sized cities that have been very successful with it.
I'm hearing a lot on the wireless internet. So, is this the same thing you're talking about?
So, no, it's not the same as wireless. So what I'm talking about is fiber connections
downtown.
That the city would provide at a very low cost, much lower than what's currently available, and at a much higher level of service that's currently available in town. So new businesses could exist. It would be a huge help to medical, education, a variety of different businesses. But no, so I'm talking about the physical hardline fiber.
Okay.
Because, you know, wireless is good, and wireless technology, they're talking about, you know, the fifth generation 5G coming out now in maybe 2020, 2021. But the, you know, if you're a hospital or you're a school or another business, you don't, you know, wireless can be affected by the weather. You don't, you want that hard line. You want to know that you have that reliability, that you have that connection. That's incredibly critical for business, that you can stay productive.
And if you don't like satellite, my satellite dish this weekend might as well, you know, it went away in the rain.
Right. So you can't, wireless is, wireless has a lot of advantages. But for business, for commerce, you want that hard line because you want to know that it's going to work every time that you.
There's there was rumors that it was going to cost $50 million.
No, $50 million. So that was an initial estimate for the entire city of Reading. So what I've proposed is doing downtown as a pilot phase, which would be between $2 and $5 million. And what's nice about doing that is that we there's a good opportunity that we can get state, federal, and private grant money to put that in. And so that would be my push.
Okay.
Adam, we're going to give you absolute power for 1 hour. How do you fix downtown?
So downtown, I mean, I think we have a huge opportunity with this new infrastructure with the internet. Because if we can put this in and we create that disparity where we have this great service downtown that's available, we're doing this as a proof of concept to show how powerful it can be for our economy and the jobs that it can create and draw into town. So that would then make downtown very desirable to businesses who already exist in Reading and businesses from outside of the area.
How does internet access stop the guy who wants to bust out my window and steal my stuff just because I have stuff and he wants it?
So, again, we're trailing back to, you know, going full circle here, back to if we have a stronger economy, if we're making more revenue, we have more revenue and resources for critical services like public safety, law enforcement. And I do agree we need more law enforcement. You know, we need more CSOs. I started going to city council meetings over 10 years ago. Everything was amazing in 2006. And then the economy tanked and huge cuts were made. And at the police department, they cut the support staff first. And we need that support staff back.
Okay, well, then people are saying that that's what D, Measure D, will do. It gives, you know, quote, $11 million to buy or to be able to pay for new CSOs, new officers, new firemen. What else? Mental health, sobering center, you know, pie, cookies over here.
Yeah.
Supposed to do everything.
So if Measure D passes, I will, you know, I pledge to stick to that implementation plan as it's written, which includes the CSOs, which includes some of the other officers. So as one city councilor, though, I can't make that guarantee from now until forever of how that money will be spent. I can say how I would spend it and how I would vote to spend it. And so I would, if Measure D passes, I will only ever vote for that money to go to public safety.
Okay, but you are against D.
So I am not, you're correct.
You're not supporting D.
So I'm not supporting Measure D exactly for that reason, because it's a blank check that just goes into the general fund. And as a single city councilor, I cannot make a guarantee as to where that money will go to the general public.
And you know what? And frankly, if you look at what the city attorney said, there is nothing. There's nothing written. It's a feel good kind of, to me, a joke, because there's nothing in E that says D should be spent in a certain way. It all goes in the general fund. And this is where I go back into the trust part, that you've got to trust your city council to spend it for the way that they say it's going to be done, or. You've also got to accept the fact, and I've accepted this fact, that if the money goes someplace else, there's a reason for that. Because what there's an emergency 2 years down the road. I mean, really. I mean, truly. You know, that we need $5 million of that money. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Oh, no, we're just going to continue to spend it there. And then what? So I look at things, you know, I'm looking at things with, you know, I hope not cynically, but with a, you know, with my eyes wide open here, that you can't guarantee that money's ever going to be spent there. The only way you can do that is with a two-thirds majority that puts it into a special fund. And yep. That's all it goes for. And people need to understand that. You know, what right. you're saying is exactly right. That money, there's no guarantee that it's going to be spent on just police.
Correct. And so, I mean, that's if that's the will of the voters to pass that new tax, I would do everything that I can to make sure that it goes to public safety. And furthermore, that we get results. You know, if the tax passes, we all know what the city is going to get, $11 million a year of new tax money. But what do we get? And so we need results. And I'd like to see the committee, again, if it passes the committee that they put together, actually do an annual report on the statistics. You know, multi-jurisdictional, here's how many serious repeat offenders that we've been able to incarcerate. Here's how much burglaries are down, how much larceny are down. This is how many homeless people are off the street. This is how many mental health people have been served, because the people need to see results from
yeah,
that money.
And I don't think that the results, the way this thing is set up, that you're going to see that right away. Bob?
The big argument that I see continuously, this is a city tax to fix a countywide problem. How do you address that?
Well, you know, for me, I understand that, and I'm not sure if I agree with that perspective. It is a countywide problem, but the city does use the jail, and you know the criminals, the criminal element for the most part's in the city limits. You know, it's I don't think it's just a county problem. I think it's a city and a county problem, and we need to approach it that way. So it's and again, this is a symptom that we're seeing of a police department that has been cut from what it used to be. And it's not we used to have a proactive police department that was able to engage the community, actually go out and you know, work on crime prevention, which is very important. And since the recession hit, the police department budget's been tight. We've had fewer officers. We haven't had the support staff that we used to have. So it's been more difficult.
Okay, we got to take a break here. And when we come back, the fact is that the budget is still the same amount as it was 8 years ago. We're just 30 officers shorter than we were 8 years ago. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If you're looking for that Christmas present, that Thanksgiving Day present, that Halloween present, you're too late for that. But you're looking for anything for your loved one or that special someone, you go down to Dandelion Boutique. The ladies there are more than happy to put in. They have ideas. They've got it all. They are the largest Brighton bag displays that you're ever going to see. And I tell you what, your lady doesn't feel good, get her a Brighton bag. I guarantee you they will feel better. It's always worked for me. I also have candles, home decor, and all types of great things for Christmas. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 247-1292. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Adam McElveen, candidate for Reading City Council.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bott. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here at Free Fire Radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. It's 52 degrees. It's going up 62. I actually see the sun shining outside. I hope that's what it means for the, unless that's just a fire next door, which I hope that's not true. No, it looks like a, looks like sunshine out there. It looks pretty cool. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, the best place in the world. Get a haircut. It is. I mean, I get my haircut there all the time. Bob gets his haircut there all the time. If you're anybody, you will get your haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. It is absolutely fabulous. Right up the street from Classic Cafe, which is like a mini museum, but the best food you're going to get. Breakfast, lunch, and then, of course, on certain Fridays, last Friday of the month, you get German food, Mexican food, and the best SOS chip beef on toast you're ever going to taste. Yep. Right there.
Last week, I told you I visited Dr. Danuka, and, of course, what you have to do for that is you don't get to eat for like a whole day. And when my wife asked me, where do you want to go to have your first meal after this ordeal, I said, right down to Classic, and there we were. Yep. Got our hugs, and
yep. Great there you girls. Go. Okay, we're here with Adam McElveen, and he's running for Reading City Council.
Hey, you know that barbershop that you bring up all the time on
Cypress
the show?
Square so when barbershop.
I went there, I took leave to get married to Courtney, my wife, and she's from here. But I took leave when I was in the military and came back to have the wedding here. And I actually went to that barbershop, right, the day before my wedding. But they gave me a Marine Corps haircut.
Yeah.
I specifically asked for an Air Force haircut.
And they just laughed.
And they just gave me the high and tight. So that's all my wedding photos.
They said, hey, do you want to keep your little sideburns there? And, yeah. And Adam said, yeah. And he said, well, here. And he handed them to him.
Right.
So there you go. Just put those in a little envelope. Take with you.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? So you look manly for your wedding.
That's right. That's right.
That's good.
Yep.
Hey, Adam, there's, you know what? There's so many things going on here. We've got Measure D. We've got all these propositions that are going out, you know, that want – oh, no, this just takes a little bit of money, Proposition H here, $139 million bond thing or voter initiative for Shasta College. Not saying maybe they don't need that, but there's a lot of things going on. We talked a little bit about it during the break. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, so, you know, I walk a lot of neighborhoods and make a lot of phone calls, and – and there's a lot of people in Reading that are on fixed incomes and just talking about the, you know, these the rising costs, you know, coming from all directions. And, you know, we've seen the utility rates go up here recently.
It's been like 50 or 60% in the last, 4 years?
Yeah.
At least.
And there's, water and wastewater and solid waste are going up.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of different things happening from all different sides of increased costs, you know, that people on a fixed income can't get away from. You have to consider the people out there that are dealing with this every time that the government or another group goes back and asks for more money.
You have to add, it's just a cup of coffee, but pretty soon it's 5 cups of coffee.
Or 10 cups of coffee. Right,
and then so pretty soon you're not drinking coffee.
Right.
You're paying increased, property taxes, increased, utility costs and everything. But the people out there, they come up with this, oh, it's only this much. Mm-hmm. But, oh no.
Right.
For the people down here and, it's fighting and buckling every day, fighting for it.
Right.
Then your taxes go up some more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always just such a surprise how much I pay in taxes every month for mm-hmm. my employees and this. So, and business owners know this, but people that are asking for this money, are not really looking at it like that.
Yeah. Well, and people need to spend the time and do their research, talk to their friends and family, and figure out what's best for them and vote accordingly.
Okay. Now, there's been talking about Stillwater.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Stillwater. There's a company that said they want to buy prime land out there, and there's Brent Weaver says, I don't know if this is the spot we want to put these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Winter said it too. She says, we've got to look at the kind of companies that are going into Stillwater. And, I saw someplace, we've swum the ocean. Now people are starting to be interested in Stillwater. We can't drown in the shallows. On the other hand, we spent a lot of money on Stillwater, and we sold the first one to a strawberry farm. So I'm not exactly sure, if that was what we were looking at. I mean, are they high-tech strawberries?
I don't think so, but I do think it's a growing business and important to our area. So, Stillwater is what it is, and it was created by past leaders, and I think we need to do the best that we can with it and work hard to get the right people in there. It's one of those things, unfortunately, where there's a few things that the city council does not discuss publicly until there's a decision that's been made, and it's usually personnel issues when they're dealing with personnel or real estate transactions. And so what's unfortunate about Stillwater is I think a lot of times the public is left in the dark and doesn't know what may be transpiring out there. And so it's very hard for me to comment on what's happening or what's not happening because I'm not on the inside track.
Right.
I hope the best for it. As a city council person, I would definitely work very hard to market Stillwater as best as we could to get the right businesses in there, because I still believe
the right business?
So I think manufacturing, when you look at jobs, manufacturing jobs are about 4 times more valuable to the local economy than a retail job. So manufacturing to me are very important through my company. We have done a lot of work with local manufacturers, so I'm very familiar with a lot of the top manufacturers in the area and what they do, who their clients are and customers. So anytime I think that we see someone who is a manufacturer that's interested, that's a big deal, because those are good jobs. I can support a family. I can afford a mortgage on a manufacturing job. So.
It looks like tech is exploding, starting to explode here in Reading, believe it or not. I mean, a lot of people go, well, I don't see that. Well, maybe it's because I've gotten tied into the Adventure Hub, and I see all the things that are happening around here.
Mm-hmm.
Classes going on, classes being filled with people that want to learn how to do web, and you do things like that.
Yes.
Is this one of the things we should be looking at in Reading? We're so close to the Silicon Valley. If we have a fiber optic ability, and we have the people that are able to do this kind of work, I look at this as the blue collar jobs of the future.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right, and that's again why, I want to bring in this new infrastructure through the city government, because the city, the government is that's what the government's for, is infrastructure. I'm not one that wants the government to compete with the private sector, but we do have an opportunity. And I agree that there is. There are a lot of tech companies percolating in Reading. There is substantial growth. I think it's really important to our future. But what we do lack is the infrastructure to really make that blossom and really explode into what it can be. So I would like to tap into that energy and what's happening now with the foundation of bringing in that high-speed fiber, because a lot of these businesses will flourish with that service. You know, when a new company is looking at moving to Reading, and I've asked a few commercial brokers about this, but they need fiber. You know, fiber is now a make or break for the deal to have fiber. It used to be on the wish list about 18 months ago, 2 years ago. Fiber is a requirement for a business to move to Reading. You know, I was doing a tour with a tech company recently in town, and they said they had a friend down in Marin County. He's got 8 employees, a tech company in Marin County. He said, hey, I want to get out of the rat race, and I'm thinking about moving to Reading. And his first question was, does Reading have the internet level of internet service that I need for my company? Well, and it was the guy answered, I don't know. It depends on where you land, and it may or may not be here.
Well, that's the thing is, doesn't the the Venture Hub have one?
So the Venture Hub does have fiber.
And the police station has fiber?
Correct.
And the hospitals have fiber?
They do.
Right, already.
Correct.
So
I'm talking about a much higher level for a much cheaper price.
So even more data,
yes,
that you're pushing through for a
so
lower price.
So my company,
yeah, because it's pretty
similar.
Expensive from what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff they're paying for.
So the Venture Hub has what's 100 megabit fiber. So 100 megabits. That's what I have at my office on Larkspur.
Mm-hmm.
We pay $1,500 a month. Venture Hub pays $1,200 a month for that 100 megabit fiber. REU pays $1,200 a month for their fiber out there on Airport Road.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we had to pay for the drop. We had to pay several $1,000s just to get it brought in.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is bringing in gigabit fiber, so 10 times as fast for less than $200 a month.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
That would sure be able to do a lot of things with that.
So
okay.
huge difference. And you could have companies like Facebook, you know, a GoDaddy. Those sorts of companies can exist on that level of infrastructure. So,
and you know, and things that I've heard is there's a lot of people that, you know, it's they could pay them the same amount of money or pay them less money than they pay in the San Francisco area,
right?
And people up here then could live like royalty,
right?
For like, you know, for the money they're paying them, and could be up here in Shasta County and just keep building that way.
Yeah.
And that in itself people don't think – they think of that as a service, but that's a production job. And,
yeah.
I mean, maybe it's not a manufacturing like you like, but or what people think as it is, but, you know, these things keep building, and it helps – it really boosts the economy in something like this.
Oh, yeah.
We got to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. I just want to just remind everybody, Linda is singing Thursday night down at Elements Lounge, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. This is the first course Thursday of each month. And she's got also, besides Cleveland Bonet and Bruce Kalin and Bobby Veramente, she's going to have Bernie Baker there on guitar. And it's going to be a great night there at Elements Lounge. She sings from 7 to 9. Get there early. You know, the filet... the steak and lobster, the filet and the lobster is just outstanding. And it's $22. You can't beat that price anywhere, and it's just great. All of this at Elements Lounge at Wind River. Give them a call, 243-3377, for this Thursday night. We'll be right back with Adam McElveen right after these messages.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here Tuesday, November the 1st. This is the big, you know what, this starts the big holiday seasons. You know, you had just finished up Halloween, which is not really a day off from school, but now you're starting Thanksgiving vacations. Then you roll into Christmas and New Year's. And then, you know, in between, there's, I think there's a couple other, you know, days that you get off. You have Veterans Day that a lot of people take off. You know, it's just this kind of this that time of the year when it's all that stuff's going on. Hey, we're here with Adam McElvain, who is running for Reading City Council. It's you got seven – oh, gosh, it's only six days left, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
It's on – no, it's a week from today. A week from today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Need everyone to get out and vote, and it's an important part of the process and something that Carl and I worked very hard to defend when we were serving. But, you know, I wanted to touch back on the internet, you know – I've given examples before on the show, but one I wanted to talk about was Provo, Utah. They made a substantial investment in fiber about 5 years ago. And they kind of had a little misstep. They weren't able to manage it on their own, so they sold it to Google for $1 in 2013. But since 2013, they have had numerous billion-dollar companies move to their city. Adobe moved their entire operations to Provo, Utah. They've had nearly $1 billion of venture capital investment in their city, and it's just exploding. They're actually calling it Silicon Slopes now.
I've been to Provo before. But those companies moved out of California, right?
They did.
Into Provo, Utah.
They did.
There's probably a couple other reasons, too.
They left the they left Silicon Valley. Some of them did. Some of them are startups. I mean, a lot of them are startups, so they're new companies, different divisions of existing companies.
Speaking of another town, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I can use that because my sister lives there. They brought in their high-speed fiber optics.
Right.
And the amount of money that supposedly brought in was something like another – it was like another 2,000 something jobs.
2,800 jobs,
2,800 jobs, 20 something million dollars a year. Plus they have all these businesses there, but then they've got a business friendly state. Let's just say that. But having the ability to do fiber optic up here will, I think, could suck a lot of jobs out of the Silicon Valley just up here because it's close enough they could get down there.
Well, they did a.
And we have flights that go down there two or three times a day down to San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, they
they've gotten better though. They've gotten better.
I don't know if you saw that study that came out about 6 months ago, but like over 70% of the people in the Bay Area did not want to live in the Bay Area. You know, they want to move somewhere else. So, you know, young people that are from the tech industry or different emerging industries, that if we can provide the economic opportunity for them to be here. They'll want to be here.
Well, what kind of – this is a question. What regulations would you tackle and try to whittle down?
So, I'm very big on solar. I'm a huge supporter of solar. Reading is not friendly towards solar, and there are a lot of policies that need to be amended and adjusted so that it's easier for people to put solar power in. So that's a big deal. The Building and Planning Services Department, we have to continue to work hard to streamline permits, to get permits through – you know, multifamily housing to do a duplex or a quadplex is over $100,000 in permits, and we've completely priced it out of the market. No one's building them anymore, and it's an important part of our segment of our housing.
And if people have the money to do that, it's taken them since February, and it's almost a year now.
Yeah.
They still don't have permits, or they just got the permits a couple weeks ago, something like that. Why does it take 10 months to get somebody why does it take 10 months to get permits to build something here?
Yeah, fees, some different policies, different regulations definitely need to be adjusted. And, you know, that's something that's talked about every cycle, so I don't want to beat it to death as part of my platform, but it's a big problem.
Well, let's talk about vision, because I don't see vision for Reading. So what's your vision?
You know, I'm really focused on bringing in my demographic. You know, I'm late 30s. I want to see young professionals come to Reading, young families, and to be able to flourish here. You know, I want to see a downtown that's thriving, You know, my vision for downtown is that in 8 to 10 years, we see 6 to 8 mid-rise buildings downtown. You know, the K2 building's going in right now. And what we want is people. You know, that's 80 new residential units that are going in there. You know, you get a few more of those buildings. Now, all of a sudden, we have several hundred people that are living downtown, a lot of them working downtown. So downtown is always active and thriving. And that's really what I want to see for our downtown. So I want to see an attractive city, a safe city, something that's marketable. You know, my company, we're in marketing, and we work with medium to large size organizations like cities. And, you know, when you have something to market, it really helps. So I'm trying to create things in Reading. You know, having a municipal internet service with very high-speed internet, having comprehensive solar policy, having streamlined permitting processes, those are very marketable things to draw people and businesses to town.
And I would like to see a policy that when you're building putting a new building out, that you should have solar.
That's a possibility.
REU will fight you to the death on this, though.
Well, we have to get to 50% renewable by 2030.
That's right.
And right now we only have 6% committed. For 2030.
We're going to need to go to solar.
We got a lot of work to do and solar. And that's the thing is, if you think about putting in that solar, that's a lot of jobs. We're going to have to put a lot of people to work to make that happen over the next 14 years. And those are good jobs. You know, those are living wage jobs. Those are jobs where you can raise a family and afford a mortgage.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm very positive about our future. I'm excited about the prospects in Reading. I think we have a lot more going for us than we don't. We do have challenges that need to be tackled, and I'm ready to work on those challenges. But I'm also ready to push forward with opportunities, you know, to make Reading successful, make it competitive with other cities. I have two young children. You know, I have an 8-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, and I want to make a city that they would not hesitate to want to settle in when it's their time. You know, and right now I don't feel like Reading's quite there yet, but I think we have a tremendous opportunity to make Reading a premier 21st century city, get some of this infrastructure in and create some jobs and really get some positive momentum.
Time's a little tight, but Roberta called to say thank you for running.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Roberta.
We had a second here.
I appreciate it.
A week away, everybody needs to get out and vote.
Yeah. Yep. So, yep, get out and vote. And, you know, I know people are exhausted from everything that's been going on at the presidential election. And it's hard to keep up with everything. But the local level is really important. You know, the city government is probably going to have a lot more effect on you than the president. So,
well,
get out there and vote.
Except for one thing.
And tell me what that is.
So, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States.
Yeah, that's very important.
Whoever gets in is going to affect my life for the rest of my life, really.
That's
and
true.
And it's going to affect your kids' lives for decades.
Yeah.
So you think about that. That's the only thing. I mean, everything else I think can come out in the wash. But you load the Supreme Court with a bunch of people that are to the left that believe the Constitution is a living document, and it should be changed. You know, with each group that comes in, you know, each generation. Yeah, it's dangerous, and so that's why people need to get out and vote, and they need to vote not their conscience, but at what's good for this country. And frankly, that's why I'm supporting Trump.
Well, you still need 2/3 of the states, though, to ratify a constitutional amendment. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a constitutional amendment.
But the
interpretation, I mean, they can say that, you know, under Heller, they said that, yes, you do have a right to own a gun and have it in your house. I mean, if they'd gone the other way, what do you do then?
Well, thanks, Carl, for having me on the show.
Adam McElveen, how do people get a hold of you?
So go to my website, adammcelveen.com. You can call me. My telephone number is 530-276-7012. And I want to thank everyone out there for listening today.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California will be here. And Ted, Lighty, and Linda will be the host tomorrow. And also Joe White from Shasta College talking about why Proposition 8 should pass. Everybody have a great day.
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Rally now underway in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's already voted, casting his ballot for the Republican nominee. Ryan warns that electing Hillary Clinton and a Democrat-controlled Congress would be, in Ryan's words, the worst of all possible things. Ryan says with the Clintons, there's always a scandal, always another investigation. And Trump's taking every chance to remind his audiences of this.
The FBI has reopened its investigation into Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, relying on support from women and minority voters in swing states and rallies across Florida today, she plans on accusing Trump of mistreating women. Federal experts on their way to Baltimore to investigate today's crash involving a school bus and a commuter bus. 6 people killed.